presidents didn't know. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That bottom line from the White House after more classified documents were found, this time at one of his Delaware homes, following the initial batch found at an office he used in D.C. after serving as vice president. Attorney General Merrick Garland now appointing a special counsel to investigate President Biden's handling of classified material.
We have cooperated closely with the Justice Department throughout its review, and we will continue that cooperation with the special counsel.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre reading a statement from a White House lawyer.
We are confident that a thorough review will show that these documents were inadvertently misplaced.
That statement also calling it a mistake and that the president and his lawyers acted promptly to address it. But Republicans have many more questions. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy telling Fox News.
The powers that be have known about all this since November 2nd. It's now the middle of January. Was there a cover-up? Who was involved?
The initial discovery was made days before the midterm elections, but not disclosed until this week. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he has full faith and credit in the president, who reiterated a pledge of full cooperation earlier today, shortly before the announcement of a special counsel. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot apologizes after outreach from her deputy campaign manager to public schools, asking that class credit be given to student volunteers to help the mayor win re-election.
It was clearly a mistake. And we've made sure that we emphasize that not only to the staff involved, but everybody on our campaign to ensure that this kind of conduct doesn't happen again.
One of the mayor's campaign challengers is demanding further investigation. A newly declassified report says the U.S. has now collected more than 500 reports of unidentified flying objects, many in sensitive military airspace. No evidence of extraterrestrials. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A vigil is planned for tonight in the Massachusetts town where a mother of three went missing and her husband remains in custody, accused of lying to investigators.
The timeline that Anna Walsh's husband gave to police on the day that she disappeared, January 1st and beyond, remains under very heavy scrutiny. There is video evidence, proof that 47-year-old Brian Walsh did go out to a local smoothie shop the day after she disappeared. He told police he'd taken his 6-year-old son. And while no child is seen in the footage, Walsh appears to pace the floor for several minutes just before 10 a.m. on January 2nd. He said that was the only place he went that day, as he was still under house arrest for a conviction stemming from his sale of forged art. But prosecutors say he was also caught on surveillance at a nearby Home Depot wearing surgical gloves and paying cash for a slew of cleaning supplies, mops, tarps, and tape.
Fox's Molly Line in Cohasset, the couple's three young children now in state custody. The mother of a murder victim is sharing outrage over a Golden Globes win.
Actor Evan Peters facing backlash for not acknowledging Jeffrey Dahmer's victims, accepting the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Limited or Anthology Series, playing the serial killer in Netflix's Dahmer Monster, The Jeffrey Dahmer Story. Shirley Hughes, whose son Tony was killed by Dahmer, tells TMZ, "There's a lot of sick people around the world, and people winning acting roles from playing killers keeps the obsession going, and this makes sick people thrive on the fame." also scoffing at Peter's hope that good will come from the show. Dahmer convicted of killing 17 people between 1978 and his imprisonment in 1991.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. Sources confirming to Fox News that Lisa Marie Presley, who attended the Golden Globes Tuesday, was transported to a California hospital, reportedly after collapsing at home, suffering cardiac arrest. That has not been confirmed. The 54-year-old and her mother were on hand as actor Austin Butler won a Golden Globe for playing Lisa Marie's father in the movie Elvis. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.